الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي ما بعد. For the brothers who are coming in, we have space in the corridor here as well if you'd like to fill that up. Inshallah. Jazakumullah khair. Respected elders, dear brothers and sisters, my young friends, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. I'd like to start off by asking you to think for a moment. To think about all the people who have helped you. To think about all the people who have supported you, who have looked out for you in any way since the day you were born, since the moment you were born. The doctors, the nurses, your parents, of course, siblings, relatives, teachers, neighbors, strangers. The list would be endless if we sat here to start and started counting and naming every single person who did an act of kindness for you and that took care of you, helped you in some way. The list would be endless. The reality is, my brothers and sisters, that none of us could have even made it a few days to our first birthday if it wasn't for others being kind to us. Today, my brothers and sisters, I want to explore thankfulness and remembrance. The greatest bestower of mercy and kindness upon us is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has showered us with so many blessings and so many favors that we could never, ever be truly grateful in the way that we should be. We could never truly appreciate all of His gifts. And we can certainly never enumerate them all. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, Ya ayyuhan nas, udhkuru ni'matallahi alaykum. O humanity, O people, remember Allah's favors upon you. Ayah number 3 of Surah Fatir. And at the end of Surah Al-Duha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and by extension to us, وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ, and proclaim, talk about, share the blessings of your Lord. You see, my brothers and sisters, if we don't remember, we can end up forgetting. And once we forget, that can lead us to deny. To the denial of blessings and favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is a serious form of disrespect. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Surah Ar-Rahman, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Then which of your Lord's favors will you both, humans and jinns, deny? And this question actually is repeated 31 times. How many times? 31 times in Surah Ar-Rahman, 8 times after the reminders of the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, 7 times in the passages that talk about the punishment of the deniers of the Day of Judgment, which is the number of gates of hell, and 8 times in each of the 2 following passages that talk about Jannah, which has 8 gates. So in total, 31 times Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says and asks, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ in Surah Ar-Rahman. Now remembering the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and talking about them and being grateful to Allah azza wa jal, this is paramount. But we're also taught to show gratefulness to other people as well. As Muslims, as the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our manners should be the best. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I have been sent to perfect good character. I have been sent to perfect good character, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam indeed had the best character. وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. The most greatest character was that of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have been taught to care about people, to care about their feelings, to be humble in dealing with people. Being indifferent towards people is not how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was. It is not an Islamic teaching to be indifferent towards others. So I want to highlight an important aspect of gratefulness, which is giving thanks to people, to give thanks to others. This is an important teaching, my brothers and sisters. It is important for the one who is thanked, for the receiver of the thanks, because when someone appreciates you and someone says good words to you, you feel motivated. You feel good. This is not something that should be sought. So get this right. We don't do good deeds so that people can thank us. But when we do a good action and someone thanks us, it motivates us to do more good. It gives us a boost in our morale. It gives strength. And it is good for the one who gives thanks as well. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, as related by Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, that لا يشكر الله من لا يشكر الناس. That he has not thanked Allah who has not thanked people. As related by Abu Dawood and others. Imam Abu Sulaiman al-Khattabi, rahimahullah, great 10th century scholar, he explains this concept. He says, number one, the person who is ungrateful to people, the person who is ungrateful for people for the good things that they do for him or her, will also be ungrateful for the good done to him or her by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the predominant interpretation. Because it's about building an attitude of gratefulness. A person who is not going to be grateful to the people around them, eventually they're going to stop being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. Or they're not going to be as grateful as they should be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And another interpretation and another understanding he gives is that Allah Almighty does not accept thanks for his blessings unless the servant, the slave of Allah, also thanks people for the good things that they do for him or her. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that whoever does you a favor, then reciprocate. Whoever does you a favor, reciprocate. Return the kindness. And if you cannot find anything with which to reciprocate, so maybe the favor is too big, or maybe you don't have anything, you're not able to reciprocate, you're not able to do the same good, then pray for them until you think that you have reciprocated them. Then do what? Pray for them, make dua for them until you feel that you have reciprocated the act of kindness. Related by Abu Dawood. Usama ibn Zayd radiallahu anhu said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever has a favor done for him or her and says to the one who did it, Jazakallahu khayran, has done enough to thank that person. Whoever has a favor done for them and says to the one who did it, Jazakallahu khayran, has done enough to thank that person, because they are making a dua. They are making a dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards them. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards them, returns goodness to them of the best type. Jabir radiallahu anhu also relates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever is treated well, let him repay them. If he cannot find repayment, let him praise them, for that is thanking them. So in the first hadith, the first narration, it's returning with dua, supplicating for the person who did good. In the second narration, it is about praising them, being a form of thanking them. And he goes on to say, if he conceals it, he has been ungrateful to them. If he conceals it, then he has been ungrateful to them. So part of gratefulness is to talk about the good that has been done. We learn this from وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. Towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and from this hadith with regards to others as well. So the scholars say that this is general, right, for Muslims, of course, but also everyone else as well. So my brothers and sisters, let us make a point to be thankful to others and to express it. Our parents, our spouses, our family friends, family members, our friends, our neighbors, our colleagues, our strangers. As you know, yesterday was Remembrance Day in Canada, many other countries as well. And the scholarly views differ in terms of participation. Right? Some, including Canadians of various diverse backgrounds, see it in a very negative light, as glorification of war, a celebration of the end of World War I that led to the colonization, particularly of Muslim lands, and so on. Others say the day has evolved since it started, and that we should take it as an opportunity to thank those who have served our country many times in peacekeeping and humanitarian missions, and that it is not meant to be or should not be taken as a sign of approval of unjust military missions, but to honor those who helped make the country as safe and as peaceful as it is today, alhamdulillah. Now, regardless of where you stand, we should not shy away from expressing thanks and compassion towards those who have sacrificed for good causes, in goodness. And this includes many of the veterans as well, many of whom are suffering in old age and are even living in poverty and are not well taken care of by the government and by the country that they served. We should also show respect for those who have passed away, regardless of their faith. And this is also from good prophetic manners. This is also from good prophetic manners. A funeral passed by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he stood up, and it was said to him, it is a funeral of a Jewish person. So why are you standing up? So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that alaysat nafsan, was he not a soul? Was it not a soul of a person in there whose funeral is going by? So to offer condolences on losses, especially your colleagues, your neighbors, people that you know who are not Muslim, it is perfectly fine and commendable to express our condolences and to offer comfort to them. But we take care to ensure that we do not say anything which may be displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now Khadija radiallahu anha was the, of course, the first wife of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he loved her very much. And she played an instrumental role in supporting him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, comforting him when he was granted prophethood. He lived for about 13 years after she passed away. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would remember her fondly. Aisha radiallahu anha asked him about her, and he said, she believed in me when no one else did. She believed in me when no one else did. She accepted Islam when people rejected me, and she helped me and comforted me when there was no one else to lend me a helping hand. Anas radiallahu anhu relates that when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given something, he would say, go to such person, for they were a friend of Khadija. Go to the house of such person, for they were loved by Khadija. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had so much love and respect for her, even after she passed away, that he would remember her friends and her relatives and send gifts to them. Aisha radiallahu anha says that I heard him mentioning her so often, and his Lord ordered him to give her glad tidings of her palace in Jannah, made of reeds. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would slaughter a sheep and distribute its meat among her friends. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't forget her. Right? There's this thinking that if a woman passes away, you know, for the husbands, they move on. They forget easily. They move on with their lives. But this was not the case with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He remembered the love of Khadija radiallahu anha. He remembered her sacrifices. He remembered her support. He remembered everything about her. And he expressed it meaningfully. He expressed it meaningfully by remembering those people who were close to her and who were around her after she had passed away. So as I say all of this, I want to take a moment to express my gratefulness and my thanks to my parents, my sisters, my teachers, my wife and my kids, all of you, every single one of you, for your kindness and continued support, for all of those who are serving our community, especially our volunteers, whether it's the security team who are outside in any type of weather, or if it's our sisters who are working very hard to help other families in our assistance committee, brothers as well who are working on that committee, the brothers and sisters who are taking care of this place, cleaning and maintaining it, those who are teaching, those who have cooked, those who have contributed, whoever has helped in any single way. To all of you, I say Jazakumullahu Khaira. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us those who with perfect character. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us thankful to Him and to those who have done us good. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase us in compassion and mercy and kindness. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. We have some sad news, a few pieces of sad news, unfortunately. First of all,